He said, there's a new band. I'm representing this band. You've got to hear them. The Tragically Hip. We sat in a room. It was very smoky in there at the time, I remember, and listened to four tracks. And I just went, oh, my God. Couldn't wait to get the cue and play that. That was cool. 8 o'clock. What's going on? This slush and rain and oh,
yeah,
my God.
Well, as I don't have to tell you, flooding is the problem. Several low-lying areas in Burnaby, Surrey, Langley, and Coquitlam are already underwater as rain and snow-swollen creeks start to overflow. And with as much as 80 millimeters expected before tomorrow in the Fraser Valley, things are going to get worse. Elise has the latest on how it's affecting traffic in just a second. Heavy rain has flooded the road in and out of Souk on the island, completely cut it off. Vancouver Mayor Greg Orr Robertson says he understands a lot of people are ticked off the way the side streets were not plowed, a lot of them, almost all of them. But he says they're now trying to get to at least some of them. He says they're also working out a game plan for next time.
We're looking at a similar system that Toronto and other cities have, who are used to getting a lot more snow, where we can move the cars and have people alternating on the street so we can get in and plow them. And we may be able to institute that in future.
Gregor, good.
Gregor.
Good. Gregor, good.
Gregor's feet wet.
Gregor not happy.
No. After a six-day winning streak, the TSX is down pretty sharply this morning. More than 300, or actually just under 300 points lower on the day. Meantime, the U.S. Congress is now estimating that the budget deficit for the United States in 2009 will be $1.2 trillion. That's their deficit for 1 year. That's a record. And there's word that the CRTC here in Canada will force the cell phone industry to upgrade our 911 system. They say it's fallen behind other parts of the world and in some cases is dangerous because people are phoning 911 and the dispatchers can't locate where the calls are coming from. And if you need more proof that bulking up with steroids is bad for you, you should read a new book coming out by Nitro, the star of American Gladiators. In his new autobiography called Gladiator, Dan Nitro Clark details how his health was ruined by gobbling steroids for seven seasons. He says they not only shrank his testicles, but they also made sex painful, and they gave him big man breasts. In fact, it actually got so bad that traces of steroids eventually showed up in his breast milk.
Oh, no. Just he was lactating.
It was that bad.
That's crazy. I wonder how painful it is with small testicles. Of course, nobody around here would know that. If you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That guy's got a ballsy voice, huh?
Talking about. That's right, Ted. Ted Baxter.
Why don't women, if men have ballsy voices, do women have breasty voices?
I don't know. They have they have large ovaries. I don't know. Let's move on. Rock 101 Sports. Oh, he will play. Matt Sundin will be in the lineup tonight unless something goes terribly wrong as the Canucks play in Edmonton, and it sounds like he's raring to go.
It felt good. I've been working hard, though, for a week here, as I said, and this was only my second full practice. So it's obviously... haven't had a chance to skate with the team too many times, but it felt good today again.
And if you're watching the game on TV tonight at 7, keep this in mind. He's making about $122,000 per game. And if you estimate how much time he plays, it works out to about $6,097.56 for every minute he's on the ice.
I hate you.
8:03, Rock 101 News Time. We're coming back. Elise has all the traffic and weather you need next.
He ate your cookies, drank your milk, and left reindeer droppings all over the front yard. But if Santa didn't bring the one present you really wanted, it's time to say Merry Christmas to me at Columbia Chrysler. Zero down, 0% financing. Top dollar for your trade, no matter how much you owe. Absolute rock bottom prices on 08 and 09. Plus big, fat, juicy factory rebates to help pay off those holiday bills. Merry Christmas to me at Columbia Chrysler. Westminster Highway in Minaroo in Richmond. Online at ColumbiaChrysler.com.
It's 8:04. I'm Elise, and your Rock 101 traffic is powered by Canadian Blood Services. Winter storms have caused cancellations in several areas. Please call 1-888-2-DONATE to book your appointment today. Due to a mudslide, eastbound Highway 1 is closed near Laidlaw, which is in between Chilliwack and Hope, so you're going to want to take Highway 9 and Highway 7 until further notice. Traffic is backing up onto the freeway from the 200th exit due to construction on 200th. If you are using westbound Highway 1 east of 200th, make sure to be in the left lane or you're going to get stuck in the long line. And in Richmond, an accident westbound Bridge Bridgeport, just west of Sweden Way, has two westbound lanes closed. Westbound traffic is using one eastbound lane, and police are directing traffic there. Now with your bridge and tunnel update, here's Caitlin in the AM 730 Traffic Chopper.
Looking at traffic for the downtown bridges, moving well in both directions across the Burrard Street Bridge. No slowdowns north or southbound onto Granville. Just expect delays around the north end because of the closure of Granville between Drake and Davie. And Canby Street Bridge looking good on the bridge deck. Just watch out for ongoing handling line construction right around the south end. Save a life by donating blood at one of our conveniently located blood donor clinics. Find out more by calling Canadian Blood Services at 1-888 to donate today. I'm Pete Leonard at AM 730. All traffic all the time.
Your Metro Vancouver weather today and tonight, rain amounting to 20 to 40 millimeters and a low of 5. Thursday, periods of rain ending in the afternoon, then clearing and becoming windy with a high of 7. Friday, periods of rain and a high of 5. Saturday, rain and a high of 6. And Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud and a chance of showers with a high of 8. Right now, it's 6 degrees in downtown Vancouver at Classic Rock 101.
Now, here's the Classic Rock 101 Ski and Snow Report.
Powered by the Brew House at Whistler. Make fresh tracks to the Brew House for great food, a roaring fire, and Whistler's only rum jungle. One part Appleton rum, one part Brew House, one great time.
Well, the Pineapple Express is rolling right across the lower mainland. Right now, the local mountains, plus 1 degree and raining. Up there, they picked up 16 centimeters before the rain started to fall, and you can expect rain through Thursday evening, and then snow as the freezing level drops back down to around the 1,000-meter mark. Baker, Hemlock, and Manning are closed due to the heavy rain. Washington is plus 3 and also raining. Whistler Blackcomb, 2 degrees in the village. It's minus 1 up in the Alpine. They've had 21 centimeters, a new in the last 24 hours, 86 for the week. And they're calling for snow today, about 10 centimeters worth. The Alpine high will hang around minus 1. Freezing level will stay at the valley bottom, rising to 1,400 meters, and then dropping back to 1,000 meters later in the day. And into the interior, they're experiencing some of the best conditions they've ever had after the snowfalls in the last weekend. Sun Peaks minus 2 with broken cloud. They got 8 new. Big White and Silver Star both pick up 20. And how about Apex? They got 35 centimeters anew. I'm Mike Falcon for Mike Wigley Heli Skiing. It's minus 7 in the Alpine. And our guests will be diving into 33 centimeters of fresh, world-renowned Blue River powder. Come ski what you've been missing. Mike Wigley Heli Skiing.
The tables are warm. The wax is stacked. Lid up. Vinyl out. Vinyl down. Lift, slide, and place. Let's see who's spinning with us today.
Hey, Jake, you like my cowbell?
Yeah, too much cowbell, bud.
Yeah, well, fuck it. Oh, so is my band.
Uh-oh. Yeah, sounded pretty good.
We're a little song for our friend. Goes something like this. All my friends know the Bill Ryder. They know you, Bill. The Bill Ryder gets a little higher. This cat is high on talent. Harmonica solo, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. You know him from Dr. Bandolo's Pandemonium. You know him as the king of the FM radio underground movement. You know him as Sasquatch from the Kokanee commercials. Folks, this cat has more wax than you can scrape out of McCray's ears. He's voiced over 45. That is until now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go on the record with Sir Bill Ryder.
You were nice.
Oh, we made it.
It's okay. It's okay. Give him a tissue.
But it's just so beautiful.
Give him a tissue. Yeah.
I got a hanky.
Oh,
it's okay.
No, I don't want that. Poor bugger. You were knighted, sir, Bill. When did that happen? Who knighted you?
I put it in my, you know, I didn't think anybody would buy it. Like that whole, all that stuff. I just wrote it down one day and sent it out as my, what do you call it, a bio.
Your CV.
And they're buying it.
They bought the bio.
They bought the bio.
Because if you're
I've
a knight.
I've done nothing.
If you're a knight. And there's like a dragon attack. You have to go fight the dragon.
Yeah, well, that's what I tell my wife, you know, when she says, I say, darling, could you get me some tea? She says, who was your last slavant? And I say, now, darling, that's true. I appreciate that, and I appreciate the meals. But when the Hell's Angels come to the door and they want you,
I'm going to be the guy that has to step in between.
Yeah. Oh, and you are packing muscle. You look fantastic.
No, no, no.
Steroids?
I'm the weakest I've ever been.
Really? So, yeah. No kidding.
But I've got in my bio that I'm packing muscle.
Yeah, yeah,
so that's probably
right.
Where
that's
you read
true.
It.
Somebody asked you the other day, you know, hey, we don't hear you much on the radio anymore. And you said, what did you tell them?
Well, I've got this lie that I say. You know, this
so you lie all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
And it's gotten me nowhere, actually. I haven't got a radio gig.
People say, hey, you've done 4,500 radio commercials. Yeah. I don't hear you on the radio anymore. What do you tell them?
Well, my brain says, he doesn't know I've only done 300. and then I say, do you get New York radio? And I do it in that voice, too. Do you get New York radio? And they say, no, I don't get New York. And I say, well, if you did, you'd hear me on there. And I say it like that.
Well, we're on the record with Bill Ryder. This is going to be an action-packed show, and I know it's going to change the climate of this radio station a little bit. Now, who authorized these tunes? I mean, seriously, for people out there listening right now, you are going to hear something slightly different on the Brojake Morning Show, and some people may think it's a freshener.
Yeah, well, I did get an email, you know, from Sonia. And
right.
Sonia said, Bill, you've, you know, handed in the records you want to play, and the powers that be would like you to. And then she listed some artists, and I said, look, these are the ones I know the guys will love. These are the ones I know the audience will love. These are the guys that the people that the audience listens to, these are the artists they were listening to. And, well, all I can do is let the music speak for itself.
What are you starting off with?
Well, the Isley Brothers and this cooks. Oh, I haven't said that in a long time. This is out of sight and it cooks. The Isley Brothers and a thing on T-Neck Records called Work to Do.
Classic Rock 101. All right, this is pretty cool stuff. Welcome to the program, Billy.
Thank you.
Neglecting you.
Good morning. Wow. 8:15. Holy smokes. I got people phoning already. Let's go to the phone. Memphis Mike is on the phone. Hello, Memphis.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Jake? Listen, I got some soul going out of control on this station today, baby.
The out-of-control soul station,
man,
yeah.
Average White Band's on that song, too, actually.
Average White Band, yeah. Well, listen, we've got some stuff, Memphis. It's going to blow your mind this hour.
Hey, man, you always blow my mind, man. You always own it, baby. You always own it.
I own somebody's mind.
At Memphis?
You got so much soul you can't control.
At Memphis, I'll be around at 4 to pick up you-know-what.
Okay, well.
The ribs? You get Memphis ribs.
Yeah, the ribs and the cheese, if you get my drift.
I do get your drift, my mon frere.
Memphis Mike, oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, so that's the first one in a collection. We only have 1 hour, so I guess we should stop yakking and get cracking. We're going to come back with one album you say everybody should have in their collection.
Yeah, this is arguably the ultimate soul album from the 70s. You must have this in your collection. Yep, Millie Jackson, go out and get some, as I'm going to do it for. Get it out your system.
Right, so we're going to get to that coming up. We're going to play a few commercials here to come back. Get it out your system. I've got to be honest with you. I'm having a hard time I know Millie Jackson. I don't remember the song. I just queued it up. So now you're going to teach me R&B. You're going to teach me soul.
Or I could probably never be asked back again.
No,
you know, I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
We got some learning to do.
Yeah. No, that's it's good.
Well, it is good.
When you know, the first progressive rock station was CKLG-FM.
Mm-hmm.
I did a show called Groovin' Blue every Saturday 6 months before they went on the air, and they used the show to tell them that progressive rock would work in this city. And the show was successful. New World African music is what I played. The show was successful, and from that came progressive rock, CKLG-FM. And I think it was like a month or 2 months before Toronto's FM station,
right.
Which we can all revel in.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And later on, you have to tell us some stories about CKLG-FM, because I've heard some things about the Jefferson Airplane, like, sleeping in the control room and all these wild stories.
You actually had sex with Gray Slick. Isn't that where the Slick came from?
Sex is too heavy, you know, because...
okay.
You know.
I thought that's where the Slick came from.
Well, sex is painful and it gives you man breasts.
Actually, he cuddled Paul Kantner once.
No! Oh, God, that's
just
disgusting.
Just for a moment.
Another spin is coming. The Bro Jake Show is on the record. This is Classic Rock 101. We're posting their lyrics on milk cartons, hanging flyers on telephone poles, even looking deep into that gross bin at the Y. Our Classic Rock 101 music buffs are hunting down the greatest lost classics of all time and bringing them back into the spotlight on a daily basis. Hey, play a few that we've already found. Frankly, adding them on a daily basis, that's just not good. So, why not give them a weekend?
Okay, now we're cooking.
The Classic Rock 101 Lost Classics Weekend. We shake off the dust even harder starting this Friday at 3 on Classic Rock 101.
This hour of Classic Rock 101 is powered by Millionaire Lottery. Hurry, only 2 days left until absolute final deadline for your $3.1 million grand prize home package. Tickets at London Drugs. Must be 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
And now, advice to live by from Canadian Direct Insurance.
Want to be a winner? Stop losing all the time. Afraid of water? Turn off the tap. Want to reach a higher power? Stand up. If you pay too much for insurance, stop paying too much for insurance.
Canadian Direct offers some of the lowest home and auto insurance rates. And when you purchase multiple policies, you could save up to an additional 10%. Call 1-888-CALL-CDI to start saving today.
Canadian Direct, the end of insurance as you know it.
Here is an important message from 7-Eleven with simultaneous translation in poultry. 7-Eleven is pleased to announce the addition of chicken wings to our hot meal menu. 7-Eleven will now be serving hot and spicy chicken wings and sweet and sour chicken wings in select locations. Can you say 7-Eleven, oh, thank heaven? Very good.
It's 8:20. I'm Elise, and your Rock 101 traffic is powered by Millionaire Lottery. Hurry, there's only 2 days left until the absolute final deadline for your $3.1 million grand prize home package. Get your tickets at London Drugs. Must be 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it. Got a car in the ditch eastbound Highway 1 between 264th and Mount Lehman. Police have the left lane blocked there. Watch for a large Christmas tree northbound 99 just off of the 91 and Delta. It's mostly in the right lane. Traffic is still backing up onto the freeway from the 200th exit due to construction on 200th. If you are using westbound Highway 1 east of 200th, make sure to be in the left lane or you're going to get stuck in the long line. And in Richmond, an accident westbound Bridgeport just west of Sweden Way has two westbound lanes closed. And westbound traffic is using one eastbound lane where police are directing traffic. Now with your bridge and tunnel update, here's Caitlin in the AM 730 Traffic Chopper.
Looking at traffic for the downtown bridges. Moving well in both directions across the Burrard Street Bridge. A very light volume north and southbound so far. So that's probably the one you want to take. Granville is flowing well on the bridge deck, but watch out for roadwork that has Granville Street closed between Drake and Davie. That starts right around the north end of the Granville Street Bridge. And Canby Street Bridge, there's ongoing Canby Line construction that starts right around the south end. Life on the streets is cold, lonely, dangerous, but young Canadians live there. You can help take the 10-2 challenge by your Duke at RaisingTheRoof.org. I'm Caitlin Hurst with AM 730, all traffic, all the time.
We're talking music. We're on the record. Here's Brother Jake on Classic Rock 101.
Okay, we're on the record, 8:22. You know, this show is shaping up for something special, Bill. And you know what I mean?
Yes, a downfall.
Well, only because. Check the turntables. This is amazing. Now, you brought two albums in.
I'm tisking.
And the rest of them are 45s?
Yeah.
I just went over to Mr. Machine and tried to put it on to 45.
Yes.
And the engineering department here has decided that it should only play 33 and a third.
Which really is interesting because that's the mentality, you know, like when people start to get back into vinyl, they are only thinking albums. Ironically, 45s sound better than albums because 45s go around quicker. Therefore, there's more information per square inch.
Information? Right. Interesting.
When I was doing well, I had a $5,000 Nakamichi ZXL cassette player, right? A tape recorder, three-head tape recorder. And I remember a jazz musician saying, yeah, but he records 45s on it. And everybody broke up, and I had no comeback. Then I found out that 45s are actually a better medium musically than albums.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
You're not doing so well right now?
I'm not doing that well.
Oh, you know, that's sad.
Marty, I got the money for you. You know, please. You know,
well, I didn't
is there
bring
some
it up.
Charity that we could maybe help
no,
Bill Ryder?
Well, you could actually.
Somehow.
Well, this is a segue. This is a self-serving segue. You could go to my blog if you want. WAGRADIO online. Two words. WAGRADIO online. And if you want to send me a book.
That's perfect.
I don't know if that's against the
no,
law.
No, it's not against the law.
Oh, good.
Quintessentially, we're talking about an R&B album you have to have, Millie Jackson, spring of 1978.
Yes. You can say no more than if you have no other album from the late 70s, R&B soul album, this is it. I mean, this woman is, you will get, Marty, you will get shivers.
Okay.
Jake, you're a little jaded, so maybe not. But Marty, you will get shivers.
I will. Well, I'm feeling fluish.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's get Millie Jackson on the record with Bill Ryder, Classic Rock 101.
Your mind is chained and bound, and inside you know your boss ain't as smart as you. You're running out of ways to pay the rent. Every dime you make has already been spent. You paid 1 month, and now you're still owed two. Get a thrill, 'cause you're the only one who really gives a damn.
a damn if you're Capricorn or a ram. Go out and get some. Remember what Millie said.
Wow.
Oh, she's going to talk dirty now. So
okay, well, she's talking dirty right now?
No, she's getting to it. Do you hear the police sirens? See, now that's what I mean. They go into another tune now.
Oh, she's going to talk dirty.
And she talks dirty.
Oh, God, I love
that.
She
was known for that, right?
She sounds like a man. I got to be... She's got, like, that big, ballsy...
It's one of the...
Ballsy voice.
She's got to get that out your system.
Out your system.
When a woman like Millie Jackson says, "I want it now, bitch," you say, "Yes, ma'am."
Wow.
And never say yes, sir.
No. No. Hey, listen, we had confusion going on.
Yeah,
for the very first time.
I've never seen you sweat.
Man, it's like the old days. You know, these albums are very cumbersome. You know, you're pulling the sleeves out. It's not like today. They're in cyberspace, Bill. You just call on them by pushing a button.
I know. And cyberspace, what is it called?
Cyberspace.
Thank you. Doesn't smell.
No.
Albums smell.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they're musty.
Wait a minute. You blindfold me. 45. 33.
That's really good.
78.
Nice. Let's move right on. Let's play another one. I'm curious.
Fabulous. Well, this thing, I mean, everybody knows Think by James Brown, but a lot of people don't know that James Brown put out Think with Vicki Anderson, who married Bobby Bird, but now it's just going on into esoteric ararica, you know. But this is a great, well, great. I got to think of a better word than great.
Than great?
Great is pretty good.
Stupendous?
Groovy? Magnificent? Yeah,
this is stupendous.
Orgasmic?
Stupendous.
All right. 1967, Vicki Anderson. Well, Jane Brown!
Yeah.
Think about it! On the record with Bill Ryder.
Easy Ryder.
Yeah. Think about the hard times that I've been.
Classic Rock 101. You better think. Indiana Jones couldn't find that lost classic. Even if that must have been buried deep.
Marty broke his chair.
I know.
Got some calls here. Let's go to the phone. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your question for Bill Ryder?
Hey, Bill, you did a comedy short about 20, 25 years ago where you played a director and a guy was messing up his lines and he kept screwing up the car. He had an old Chevy Biscayne and he kept messing up the line like, where'd you stuff the stash and stuff on the boat dock?
Yeah, that's right. That's funny.
That thing made me crack up and well, I've been looking for that for years.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find it. I don't think it was ever on a video. I don't think it's on YouTube, nothing, you know,
that's
but...
too bad, because I saw it at, before, like, an Eddie Murphy movie. It was a short before the movie. And my brother-in-law and I laughed so hard we had tears in our eyes, man. That is the funniest thing you've ever done.
Thank you, sir, for the call. That's great. Another call here. Hi.
Hi, Bill. A couple things. Could you talk about the caves? I know that, unfortunately, the gentleman you're there with were back east when the cave was huge. And secondly, could you talk about the gentleman at 3rd and Main who had that unbelievable, on the corner, who had the unbelievable shop with all the records and jazz?
Last question first. That was a guy named Portland Al, and he loved New World African music. As a matter of fact, he got his name because he's always going out to Portland to go to clubs, et cetera, et cetera. What was the first? The Cave. Oh, that's right.
What's your insane?
Well, I mean, the Cave, you know, Lou Rawl. The Cave brought everybody. And if the Cave didn't bring them, Izzy's did. And Vancouver. And you people who are not from Vancouver, you won't probably believe me when I say this, but if you can make it here, you can make it there. New York. I mean, you can make it anywhere. Right. I just thought people knew what I...
New York, God.
You know? I get what you mean.
I think you've had too much cheese.
I got to get down to 4th Ave.
He spent too much time at Izzy's.
4 o'clock, yeah. I'll be seeing you.
All right, more Bill Ryder coming up on the record right here.
More vinyl, more questions. The Bro Jake Show goes back on the record after this on Classic Rock 101.
Your ticket purchase in the VGH Millionaire Lottery will help save lives, and winning will make your...
We interrupt to bring you an important message. It's almost over. Don't wait any longer to buy your VGH Millionaire Lottery tickets. If you're waiting till the end to buy, now is the time. Win the home of your dreams or take $2.2 million cash. Hurry, only 2 days till absolute final deadline. Call 604-602-5848. That's 602-5848.
Ticket buyers must be 19 or older. Know your limit. Play within.
Sunday on Global.
Jack Bauer.
Bauer's facing a federal indictment, years in prison.
He told me to do whatever it takes.
Are you going to tell Jack everything?
When I am brought into a situation, there is a reason.
Your daughter wants nothing to do with
you. You don't know the whole story.
Look what I've done to
them. You need to start living in the real world.
Television's greatest thrill ride is back.
Get away from this, Jack.
Just came along for the ride.
It's time to fight.
Yeah!
Time to raise the dead.
Swear to God, I will kill you, and you will stay dead this time.
24, two-night season premiere, Sunday at 8 on Global.
This is Classic Rock 101, CFMI-FM Vancouver, online at rock101.com.
Sure, I can tell you that Direct Liquidation has a ton of great stuff that they're blowing out at 70% off retail. But to find out exactly what's on the floor, check out their website. A shipment from a major furniture retailer has just arrived. But here's the thing. You have to go to directliquidation.ca to get the name. Also on the floor, Indian rugs, Dusso hoodies and leather. Tons of great stuff. All at a fraction of retail. Direct Liquidation on Greenwood in Burnaby. directliquidation.ca.
It's 8:35. I'm Elise, and your Rock 101 traffic is powered by Lotto Super 7. Friday's jackpot is an estimated $15 million. Play now on bclc.com or at your Lotto store. Watch for a car in the ditch. Eastbound Highway 1 between 264th and Mount Lehman. Police have the left lane blocked. In Delta, a large Christmas tree is on the road. Northbound 99, just off the 91. It's mostly in the right lane there. In Coquitlam, we've got a stalled bus westbound Lougheed just before Westwood in the left lane. It's also affecting traffic on Dewdney Trunk. And in Port Moody, we've got big time delays going down the Clark Hill near Barnett. It looks like volume is trying to get into the school in the area. Now with your bridge and tunnel update, here's Caitlin in the AM 730 traffic chopper.
Happy on Fraser Bridge, northbound traffic on the 91, backing up between 72nd and 64th, but once you get past lanes at 72nd, moving along a lot better. All of Cedar Road heading down towards Highway 91 are in great shape, and the east-west connector also flowing well both directions from beginning to end. If you're taking the Queensboro, that's jamming up both ways. The 91A now backing up northbound from the pedestrian overpass. 25,000 Canadian youth live on the streets, but they have no choice. You can help take the 10-tooth challenge by your tooth at RaisingTheRoof.org. I'm Pete Lerner for Sam 730. Call traffic all the time.
My, how time flies when you're having fun and selling cars. The Morey boys had a great 08. So great, the celebration spilled into 2009 with some mighty fine deals on every Morey Nissan on every Morey lot. We're talking the guaranteed. Yeah, the guaranteed best price anywhere in town on any new 08 or 09. If you think 08 was great, wait till you get a load of 09 at Morey Nissan in Burnaby, Coquitlam, and MoreyAuto.com.
The Champ versus the Chump is powered by Morey Nissan of Burnaby and Coquitlam. Your 1-2 punch for the best Nissan deal anywhere.
All right, Neil, 8:37. Bill Ryder's here on the record. You and Billy, you know Bill for quite some time, and
I remember back in the LG days.
And I lied to him too, you know, because
You're lying today. Well, you're just a big liar.
Well, early he said to me, "So what are you doing now?" I said, "Do you get New York stations?" Or I didn't do it as well as I usually do because he.
No, you wouldn't have sucked me in on that one.
No. Well, I sort of did though.
You were around in the LG days, weren't you?
Oh, of course.
Because we used to go in with I'd get off work doing the news or at OR.
Yeah.
And I'd be in charge first of all of making sure that Pat Burns was able to walk out of the studio and somehow find his way home.
Very nice.
He talking was usually about the dead like four.
Very nice talking about the dead.
Oh,
like
he does a lot of that. He does
and
a
also,
lot of that.
I had some 45 stolen, pal. And now that I think about it, it was around the time you were in the studio.
Yeah, we used to come down to the All Night Show. You had Tanner on FM.
Oh yeah, JB Shane.
And Bill Mitchell was doing the All Night Show, and he'd have like two hoes in there. And
he did a lot of gardening.
And he had a bag with him at all times.
Yes.
And he'd order in a pizza, and there's always a 12-pack going. I'm thinking this is a great gig.
Well, I pulled.
Revealing stuff about McCray.
I pulled a reel-to-reel tape down once to see, I wonder what JB and John and Terry Mulligan and those guys have in there. And all of a sudden, it was like a snowfall of tiny little bits of a blotter. And I thought, why would they cut up a blotter and put it in a tape? It's acid, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Neil. You had that look.
That's because they'd be in there and Mitchell would have a bag going, and then on the intercom, Tanner would come on and say, "You want the real good stuff? Come down to FM."
I saw John Tanner once walking down. He was the program director at the time, too.
Isn't that scary?
Walking down with a teapot with a bit of foil on the top of the teapot. And I was looking, John, what are you doing with that? He's nothing. It's a gigantic hash pipe, right? Yeah. Now, children, I am not trying to teach you about how to make a hash pipe out of a teapot, but it can be done.
And you know why? You know why he only ate yogurt? God.
No, why did he
all
only
those little green sprinklers on the top?
Were they?
They're just natural. Natural high.
Well, you know what? There's a look at history. Thank you, Neil, for that sports update. We're going to get back into On the Record right now. Little Richard, Green Power. Tell me a little bit about this track.
Well, this is the tune that I brought for you guys. This is the tune that I thought of all the records I brought would be the one that you loved. It's Little Richard on Reprise Records. His career was pretty well over, but, listen to this guitar. Listen to that scratching.
I love it.
Is that real? Oh.
Yeah. Loving it.
You will love this record.
Bill Ryder's on the show on the record.
And it takes a while to sort of warm up here, but then Little Richard goes real Little Richard.
You're going to go off. Okay.
Or as we know it, Little Richard. Top studio guys. Reprise record, Little Richard. Green Power.
Dig it! Bye.
Little Richard, Green Power, talking about money. At first, I might have thought he was talking about the
green
growing plant that comes out of the ground.
He doesn't want black power. He doesn't want white power. He wants green power.
That could have been a great theme song to The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Green Power.
Yeah, great record. Never charted. Charted regionally. I know it played in New York. It was on the charts in New York, but seriously... But
in
I hear New York now,
I
start to laugh. Yeah. I have nothing playing in New York right now. I know, because I can see it in your eyes.
No, I've got your family on the phone here. Your niece is on the phone. Ah. Hi.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Hi, Amanda. How are you? See,
good,
a different voice, you see. Very well. Amanda is the web mistress. She is actually the one who...
has your website up and running, and you made a mistake. She's here to scold you.
Yeah, you gave the wrong website address.
Oh, my God. What is the website address?
The right website address is www.wagradio.com.
www.wagradio.com.
The Wag Radio.
Thank you.
There
Amanda.
You go.
Thank you, Amanda.
No problem.
Hey, what's he like as an uncle? Is he a little weird, a little off-center?
He's a great fun uncle. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want him as their uncle?
Yeah. I want him as my uncle. I do. I'm gonna. Would you take me in as your new nephew?
Yes. I know you love me, and it's a wonderful feeling.
I do love you. Thanks, Amanda.
No problem.
All right.
Thanks so much.
We're going to get more to On the Record. And On the Record, he's basically saying, I'm going to play some stuff that's never been played here before. That's On the Record. Bill Ryder has said that. On the Record.
Well, yeah, but I said it to you off the mic.
Oh.
You see, didn't think you were going to repeat it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, there's no secrets here, man. It's all about the truth. As last bit with Neil McRae might have... gee whiz, there are some crazy things went on in this town.
Speaking of truth, Neil McRae is quite a handsome man, isn't he? Oh, we laugh because we understand.
He's uglier than a bag of hammers. Bill, we're going to get back to some of your stuff, so don't go away. We're changing the face of this hour on the record. You want to be part of On the Record? Go to rock101.com. Neptune Records this Friday on Main has a big show. Dean and Hatch inviting you to bring your wax down there so we can play it. Don't you see? It's a whole reliving the wax museum type thing. It's good.
And remember, it's not all albums. 45s.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know, 45s are more, are musically better.
You said that.
Yeah.
And it's something I didn't know.
Yeah.
We'll get back to more of it after this.
The Brojake Show continues with more On the Record in minutes. From Classic Rock 101.
A friendly thought from Telus. The top two New Year's resolutions are losing weight and saving money.
Honey, you can't just sit on it.
Hey, I said I'd spend 20 minutes on the exercise bike. I didn't say anything about pedaling.
A TELUS Home Bundle can help you keep your resolutions. You save over 15% and get 1 month free, so you have more to spend on things you really need, like a personal trainer. Call 310-1144 for a bundle you can bank on. Some conditions apply. TELUS. The future is friendly.
Working out with a friend is always smart.
Oh, spot, spot, spot.
And it's even smarter if you do it right now at Steve Nash Sports Club. Now for a limited time, when you and a friend join the Downtown Steve Nash Sports Club, you'll get 2-for-1 enrollment fees. Or if you just want to sign up yourself, you'll get 50% off the enrollment fee. That's a huge discount on 38,000 square feet of state-of-the-art equipment, free classes, and much more. Don't wait. Visit the Steve Nash Sports Club today on Granville and Dunsmuir and online at stevenashsportsclub.com.
Saving just got a whole lot easier. The new tax-free savings account introduced by the Government of Canada can help you save for today and for the future. You can put aside up to $5,000 every year in a variety of savings options without ever paying tax on investment earnings or withdrawals. Contact your bank, credit union, or other financial service provider to open a tax-free savings account today. For more information, call 1-800-O-CANADA or visit tfsa.gc.ca.
A message from the Government of Canada.
Hey, can I talk to you?
Sure, what is it?
Well, I just got back from Tim Hortons.
Okay.
Yeah, and I got their new whole grain blueberry muffin with my coffee.
Good choice.
Yeah, too good.
What do you mean?
She only charged me $1.99. Should I go back?
Well, considering that's their coffee and muffin deal, I would say you're okay.
Oh, good. Because I already ate the muffin.
Enjoy a medium Tim Hortons coffee with any muffin for just $1.99. Always a great value at participating stores for a limited time.
Always fresh, always Tim Hortons.
It's 8:49. I'm Elise, and your Rock 101 traffic is powered by Canada Line. For the best January sales, diverse restaurants, and more, shop the number 3 road in Richmond. More info at shoptheline.ca. In Delta, watch out for a large Christmas tree on northbound 99, just off the 91. It's mostly in the right lane. In Coquitlam, we got a stall southbound Mariner Way at Como Lake in the middle lane. In Coquitlam, a stalled bus westbound Lougheed just before Westwood in the left lane. It's also affecting traffic on Dewdney Trunk. And in Port Moody, big time delays going down the Clark Hill near Barnett. It looks like volume is trying to get into the school in the area. Now with your Bridge and Tunnel update, here's Caitlin in the AM 730 Traffic Chopper.
At the Mass Tunnel, northbound traffic on the 99 is in great shape. Downflow is still in there, helping you out. You're flowing well out of White Rock, South Surrey, into Delta and Richmond. Southbound traffic with only one lane heading through the Duke, backing up past Stevenson. Alex Fraser is still slowing down before the lights at 72nd, but once you get past 72nd, moving along a lot better. Avoid high-priced travel insurance. Get online travel insurance quotes at kinetics.ca for the coverage you need. That's kanetics.ca. I'm Caitlin Hurd from AM 730. All traffic, all the time.
So what's the most annoying thing about the people you work with?
In this building?
Yeah, the people you work with. What's the most annoying thing?
Oh, the way they always talk behind your back when you're not in the room.
Right.
Very critical. That's annoying. And the other one, honestly,
yeah.
What I don't like, I can't say right now because I might offend somebody.
In this room?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is it?
No, I can't. I'll have to tell you off the air.
Does it involve me?
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
No, I can't tell you. It's off the air. I'll tell you off the air.
Does it involve my cologne?
I wasn't going to say.
Or lack of.
Is that cologne?
Well, they did a study. Britain's Royal National Lifeboat Institution polled people to find out what behaviors by coworkers cause them the most stress. The number one answer was coworkers who eat really loudly beside them at their desks. That was followed closely by people who sniff, people who blab really loudly on the phone, and 5% hate it when colleagues that they're working with sing. They hate it when they sing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And those were all people who work with Celine Dion. And that's your freaky news.
All right.
We're on the record with the Bro Jake Show on Classic Rock 101.
And we're with Easy Rider. Billy, he's easy.
Easy Rider, CC Rider.
You're easy to be around.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the stories are crazy. I mean, the stuff that you've gone through. No, there's seriously.
No, I know there are some, though.
There's some
No,
really...
because I can be a dink.
No.
Oh, no, I can.
I've never heard you
be
a dink.
Well, give me 2 minutes.
Yeah, you want to be a dink?
I don't want to be a dink right now.
No, okay.
All it takes is 2 minutes?
That's right, asshole. Oh, geez, sorry, Marty.
That took 2 seconds.
See? No, I apologize.
See, no, that's
don't
good.
Get that look. Please
no,
do not.
See, now you're negating it by being so nice about it.
Well, that's right. I know how to suck hole, too. You know?
That's unbelievable. Okay, listen, we got to get these tunes out. Let's go with Clarence Reed. Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, this record is a trendsetter. I mean, this record changed. Even though Clarence never got his due, this record changed the sound of rhythm and blues music. And you'll hear a lot of Isley Brothers. What's the thing they always play at hockey games? There's an Isley...
Shout?
No, that was the first hit.
Who's that lady?
No, sorry, I can't think. But you'll hear it in this record. But this was the guy that did it first. And as I say, it's a trend-setting record, even though he has not gotten his due. Clarence Reed and Nobody But You, Babe.
Hang on 1 sec. Hold on a sec. Hold on. Oh, my God. It's just getting busy out there, Bill. People are calling up. Hi, who's this on line one?
Yeah, this is Jim.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Bill's listening.
Hey, Bill. Really enjoying the change in music here.
Well, me too. And it's I thank these guys for letting me bring my records down.
Hey, I was just wondering, is Cousin Sa still cramping your style?
No, not cramping my style, but I have written about 12 commercials with Sask, and I'd love to peddle them to somebody.
Yes, and you are getting cramps as well right now, too.
A little cramping, a little painful sex, and
yes,
breast.
And breast. And you're lactating today. That's really good. Hi, who's on the phone now?
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Vasil, I just spoke with you.
I know you did. We're on the radio now. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I wonder if you can do a favor for me. Well, I haven't listened to Three Dog Night in about 30 years. I don't know the name of the song. I forgot, but it says, put some whiskey in the water.
Put some whiskey in the water.
Put some whiskey in the water.
You
were set it in your tea. Ain't no one's going after me.
Sir.
You're in Toronto.
Yes, sir. Were you a teacher at Britannia High School?
A what?
Were you? No, forget it. Nothing. Thank
there you.
Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me
written
not to come.
Written by Randy Newman.
Ah.
There you go.
Very nice. Information City. This is, yeah, well, don't get this guy all hopped up, Josh. Don't get him hopped up. You know, tell him what this guy will do.
Yeah, that's right.
We got one more song we're going to play. We're going to come back. We're going to get to Bill Ryder on the record.
We'll pause now, but we're hitting play in mere moments. The Bro Jake Show and On the Record continues after this from Classic Rock 101.
Get everything you need to set your shop upright at the KMS Tools Shop Equipment 2-Day Sale this Friday and Saturday, including English wheels from $499.95 and a huge selection of Chicago pneumatic air tools, Hitachi heavy-duty 14.4-volt cordless drills, $129.95, and DeWalt circular saws for $99.95. Grab a free Smokey and Pop, pick up your free 2009 Show and Shine calendar, and enter to win a Miller welder valued at over $900. KMS Tools Shop Equipment 2-Day Sale this Friday and Saturday in Coquitlam beside IKEA and in Abbotsford on South Fraser Way.
Your ticket purchase in the VGH Millionaire Lottery will help save lives, and winning will make your...
We interrupt to bring you an important message. It's almost over. Don't wait any longer to buy your VGH Millionaire Lottery tickets. If you're waiting till the end to buy, now is the time. Win the home of your dreams or take $2.2 million cash. Hurry, only 2 days till absolute final deadline. Tickets at London Drugs or MillionaireLottery.com.
Ticket buyers must be 19 or older. Know your limit, play within.
Right now, 6 out of 10 working men and 7 out of 10 working women can't get employment insurance benefits. That's wrong, and it needs to get fixed now. We have a plan to make that happen, a plan that has the government's attention. We need to make sure the government is listening and doesn't forget to fix EI when it brings down its next budget.
Visit CanadianLabor.ca. Get the information, talk to your MP, make government listen.
This message is from the Canadian Labor Congress.
On the air, on the tables. This is the Bro Jake Show on the record, only from Classic Rock 101.
All right, I just talked to Pat Quinn. He's going to be on the show here.
Yeah.
It's
some guy outside.
No, it's a real guy.
Yeah, right.
It's a real guy.
Larry Quinn, probably.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's already been on. Okay, we're going to end the show. Bill Ryder on the record. And you're going to end it with this song. Tell us about this song.
Well, this guy, Little Milton, once again, outside of the blues,